Welcome to this edition of When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine, a discussion of sustainable living and what that means to you and me. I'm Jay Warmke.
And I'm Annie Warmke.
You certainly are. And today we're going to talk about the Green New Deal, or good health, good jobs, clean air, and water, and personal safety are all just a commie plot. So
that's right. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's right. Yep. So yeah. Get with the program. And today we're joined by Laurel Hobden, and she is an activist, a philanthropist from Central Ohio.
An artist. You forgot.
An artist.
She's a brilliant artist.
It wasn't written down, so I didn't forget it.
Oh, yes, it is. It's right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. And she creates art and calls people to social justice action. And her most recent piece is a Green New Deal, a Green New Deal bandana. And she's joining us. So welcome. Welcome, Laurel.
Thank you, Jay. Hello, Annie.
Yes, hello. But I want to say it's called bandana. You know, when you're an artist, you have to have these kind of things. And if you're a really brilliant artist, you make up words.
Yeah, it just sounds like the New York guys in Florida who are going to Tampa and Miami.
So. No, it does not. Anyway, okay. Thank you for being with us today, Laurel. And I just want to say before
thank
we get
you.
Started, is that we don't normally promote products. We usually de-promote products. But we wanted to really push the idea of the Green New Deal because as was an epiphany to Jay, he said, gosh, this isn't anything exceptional. This is just human rights, kind of social justice things. So that's what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so good. I'm glad we're on the same page. So I was hoping we could start out and you could talk to us a little bit about what your goal was with the project and then what does the Green New Deal?
Yeah, first talk about the Green New Deal because some people may have no idea what that is. Like me. I mean, I've heard the term, but that's about it. And I've heard people say, oh my gosh, it's a commie plot, but that's about
it. You have?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No, that's terrible.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So the Green New Deal was first of all a resolution saying that we have 10 years to drastically cut our CO2 emissions. So it was put forth by AOC and Ed Markey. And so various presidential candidates came forth with what they considered their Green New Deal platform. Bernie Sanders has an extensive one. And Varshini Prakash has worked with the Biden administration to help ramp up his plan. Now, Varshini Prakash, she is one of the co-founders of Sunrise, and Sunrise is a youth group that is supporting candidates that support the Green New Deal. So the Green New Deal has many different aspects to it, and these are some of the key goals. To reach the goal of 100% renewable energy for electricity and transportation, create and rebuild needed infrastructure, including nationwide broadband, similar to the New Deal's electrification of rural USA, create economic justice. So typically underserved groups, communities of color, Native Americans, people with disabilities, children and elderly are provided resilient infrastructure, real jobs, and economic development. And recreate the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, thus investing in conservation and public lands to heal our soil, forests, prairies, and wetlands. And also to move to sustainable agriculture, including regenerative methods, supporting small family farms, creating a healthy food system for all. A lot of people don't know how pervasively Roundup is used in our food system. It's sprayed on over 150 different crops, and it really is hurting the health of Americans because it cannot be washed off, and it affects our health in many, many ways. So if we got away from using chemical pesticides and fertilizers, we would be much healthier. So it behooves us to support organic regenerative farms. So that is just a few of the things covered by the Green New Deal. It's like a whole rebuild of our of our approach to what we need to do to have a livable, thriving future. And so it's a whole big game plan. So those are just some of the points.
So I'm wondering what led you to create a piece of art that could be used as an activist tool based on the Green New Deal?
Well, I'm deeply worried about the future. And I was thinking, what can I do with my talents and energy that would be as effective as possible? So I decided that I wanted to create a bandana that has a message to it. So I created what I call the bandanner, B-A-N-D-A-N-E-R, because it's a bandana that's a banner. And so this is my Green New Deal bandanner. And so it says on it in bold letters, Green New Deal now. And it's information packed. There's lots of things within the letters that give people information about what the Green New Deal could be, and websites that they connect with to help move us forward, and also why we need it now. So it covers it on lots of different levels. And I created it to promote the Green New Deal.
So what's the reason we need it now?
You mean the Green New Deal, not the bandana.
No, we need the bandana. Well, let me just say, the bandana is amazing. All right, Smarty.
Thank you, Annie.
Yeah, it is amazing because it's all the information you could possibly need in one place. And you actually pay for that information by buying the bandana, which costs $20, which is cheap for a piece of art. But also it gives you everything you need on that bandana. You can hang it up. You can use it to wrap a gift with for holiday or birthdays. You can put it around your dog's neck so everybody can ask you what it is. But it gives you the opportunity to have that information. So if you want to find out more about each one of those key points that Laurel just mentioned, the bandana is right there as a resource.
Thank you, Annie. So on the bandana, I have included snippets of various national articles to give people an idea of what the Green New Deal could be. Like in the part that says green, it talks about sustainable practices. It talks about the first Earth Day and how it made major strides towards the environment. And it also talks about what the Green New Deal could be. And it talks about the CCC. And it gives ideas about how each person can create a mindset which moves us more towards sustainability. And then in the now part, there are snippets of national articles in there with titles like Sea Levels Rising Faster, Summer of Hell, and there's facts and figures in there. Like one of the things that's from one of our governmental reports says over the last 5 years, we have spent $525 billion on disasters. And in one of the green letters, it has a figure from the UN saying that it would only cost $300 billion to stop climate change through soil mitigation, reforestation, using Native American approaches to land use. So there's that information. Plus, also, I have embedded 25 different websites that give you an idea of things that could be done to create the Green New Deal, and also how people can get involved in creating sustainable future. And so what I say is get involved, find your passion. I feel like there's a niche for each of us to move forward in making a better tomorrow. Having a thriving future. I mean, I believe there's possibilities, but I feel like we need to move on things quickly because the environment is changing pretty rapidly. We can tell from various storms that the weather's getting worse. It's getting more volatile. Houston, Texas has had 500-year weather events in the last 5 years. Hurricanes are more prevalent and stronger. Droughts and floods are increasing. Forest fires are getting worse. In Australia, the fires they had there, over 1 billion animals died. So sad. A fact stated, another troubling thing is that the methane is bubbling up in the Siberian Arctic at rates over 100 times the norm, which could trigger much quicker warming. And methane is more than 80 times worse than CO2 as far as being a greenhouse gas. So we need to move quickly so we can hold temperature rise back as much as possible, because the higher the temperature gets, the more volatile the weather.
Well, one of the things that I think about when we talk about these things is the movie Inconvenient Truth, the Al Gore film. And I had just come back from living overseas and went to see that film. And I cried at the end because it listed all these things supposedly we could do that was going to impact all these things. And I said to Jay, oh my God, we already do all that. It's not going to change anything. And so I keep thinking, do we have alternatives to the Green New Deal? Do we really have some things we could do if we don't do that?
Well, I think we need to have a massive, the problem is that we are burning fossil fuels to create energy. And so the thing is, we need to really unplug from that massive use of fossil fuels, because that's what's fueling the warming. So, I mean, alternative energy is really needed, and it needs to be a big, big push. And nobody else is talking about anything this large. Now, the Biden administration, they brought on Varshini Prakash to help them with their climate approach. And John Kerry was also involved with that, and Bernie. And so they put in a lot of good things that can move us forward, but I don't think it's as big and as encompassing as the Green New Deal plan that Bernie had put out, which is over like 35 pages long, which you can tell heavy research was done thinking about what really needed to happen. And I'm just worried that the Green New Deal, the approach by the Biden administration might end up being corporatized and not being as effective as needed. So I'm just trying to push people in the direction of realizing what's at stake and how they can get involved. And one thing I'm suggesting with the bandana is that people give it to their friends and family and say, this is what I want for my future. I want a Green New Deal, so we can have a thriving future. I believe that's possible, but we need to make big strides quickly.
Okay, well, I'm going to interrupt you here before you start dissing my Uncle Joe there about being corporate and tell everybody that you are listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke, reminding you that it is indeed the end of the world as we know it.
And after listening to Laura, I say, thank God.
Thank God. Yeah. And I think it is appropriate. Laurel, we're joined by Laurel Hobden, who is a activist artist who's talking about the new Green Deal. And really what you're saying is it truly has to be the end of the world as we know it, because there's no choice. I mean, the problems are so huge that the cost of society will be so much greater if we do nothing than if we kind of completely rebuild our society.
Well, one of the things I want to throw in here, after you gave your list of all the reasons why we need to do this and we don't really have an alternative, is that the flip side of making these changes that are advocated under this Green New Deal is that there's going to be a whole lot of social justice almost naturally, because money will be put into education and there will be jobs created at every level of competence, lots of jobs created that would pay a living wage and force the corporations out of their fascist control of the government. I know Jay's laughing at me, but that's the way it is. And so those are some of the things that we are hoping for in these kind of changes, is that there would be more parity, more equity for people. And also, this one, just my ding, is, you know, it lists all these things they're going to do to help children and old people and everything. But what about the rural people? That's where huge problems are right now, because look at the vote that we've had. Lots and lots of rural people are opposed to the government, even though they voted wrongly. And there's just so much change that has to happen. It's like, well, where do we start? What's the first step? You got an answer? Jay, you got an answer? Jay looking at me like he's a deer caught in the headlights.
No. I mean, I agree. It was funny to me because I was doing some research on the Green New Deal prior to this show. And as we said earlier, I've heard this term. I've heard sort of the Fox News world, you know, wanting to vilify AOC and Bernie Sanders for the audacity of bringing up such a thing. And really all we're talking about is, look, these are goals. These are goals of fairness. These are goals of an evolution of how our society functions, because the way that we function in the past is causing some real problems to our environment.
Like the end of the world.
Yeah, to our society. And it struck me as a fairly common sense approach to say, look, this is a major problem, perhaps the major problem facing the next generation. Shouldn't we try and detail a plan to address it? That's kind of the whole thing in a nutshell, as far as I could see.
Right.
Oh, good, you sound more like a socialist every day.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is when AOC, you know, around the time she mentioned it, like in December 2018, soon after the sunrise sit-in at Nancy Pelosi's office, when they were saying, hey, we need climate action, there was a poll done by the Yale program on climate communication. And at that time, they said 81% of registered voters, including 64% of all Republicans, were in favor of the Green New Deal. Now, this is before Fox News started down-talking it, and also before Trump tweeted that you wouldn't be able to eat hamburgers anymore, and you wouldn't be able to, air travel would be over, which is totally not true. But there's been negative press, because one of the features of the Green New Deal is holding like Exxon and Shell responsible for the damage that they've caused via climate change, because they knew back in the 1980s that burning fossil fuels would raise the temperatures of the planet and would melt the polar caps and you know, create a lot of difficulties. And they hid,
Laurel, they knew that in the 50s. They knew it in the 50s, honestly.
Well, I'll tell you that one of the reactions, whenever I hear this immediate pushback when people talk about we need to make a change, and it's usually directed at a corporation saying, look, you need to change your practices. It always reminds me when I was a kid and the environmentalists started pushing to get rid of those pull-off pop tops on soda cans, you know, like the Jimmy Buffett stepped on and, you know, tore his flip flop. Anyway, and I remember them coming out saying, this is an impossible overreach by government, and it will be the end of soft drinks as we know it. This is going to just completely destroy our industry. And then somebody comes up with like, oh, you know what? We can just keep them attached. And it was a non-issue. So I think the immediate pushback is usually silly. You know, these companies, when they are wasting things, even if it's carbon dioxide or methane, any waste in an industrial process is lost potential profits. So they will do so much better if they sort of follow the guidelines of the Green New Deal than to continue with business as usual. It's just part of the evolution of our society, and people get silly about it.
Well, one thing I like about the idea of the bandanner is that it points us in what I consider the right direction, and that is to hold the deciders, to hold the corporations accountable, because they keep pushing all these things back on us as if we just fix our drippy faucet, or we drink less soda, we wouldn't be so fat, or whatever these things are, pushing it back onto the individual. And yes, we do have responsibility, but we found it difficult to hold the corporations responsible. And I think the Green New Deal offers a lot of carrots. It offers jobs, it offers incentives. Of course, it's going to offer a lot of money to corporations to make these things happen.
And your statistic from Yale kind of points out that the public, the general public, is usually well ahead of the politicians in these things. You know, the general public of America, if you look at it, at, you know, from a very realistic perspective, holds some fairly, in quotes, liberal type views, such as wanting to have health care, wanting to have individual rights over their bodies, wanting the planet not to be destroyed,
yeah,
you know, these
like
liberal, you know, commie socialist ideas. And, you know, it's the politicians. It reminds me, I don't even know where I saw it, but I think a Roman senator saying, I need to see where the public is going so I can lead them there. You know, it's that kind of mindset where we just need to, you know, stop listening to the politicians and ignore them. I mean, yeah, the intentionally stupid people cannot be educated, as I told Annie the other day. It's like trying to teach a slug to tap dance. You know, you're just wasting your time.
So. All right. On that sad note, ooh, and icky too, because I can't stand slugs, whether they're human or insects. Anyway, what I was wanting to know is, what do you think about Biden nominating John Kerry to be in charge of national security around climate crisis?
Well, I think there's good possibilities. He has over a 90% rating from the League of Conservation Voters. Now, Food and Water Watch has come out and said that his ideas are old, like cap and trade. And also, he's been an apologist for fracking, which is there's a lot of methane release in that, and also they're pumping the waste into the ground, which could contaminate our waters. So I'm hopeful, but a little bit skeptical. He was involved with Biden's creation, along with the Sunrise Movement co-founder, to create this. So I'm hoping that he has become very wise through his years, and then he sees the what we are facing and makes deep changes. So I'm hopeful, but I think we have to keep our eyes open and push. I think a lot of times when you want to see something happening in government, you have to push for it. And they have said that if you get 3.5% of the population out on the streets, you can push them, the government, to make changes. Now, apparently, the first Earth Day, 10% of the populace was out in the streets saying, hey, yes, we need to make differences. We don't want to see our rivers burning, you know, and stuff like that. So so there were big, big changes that first Earth Day. A lot of legislation went through that was Earth-centric. And we need to get that going again.
Well, it was a different day because I was 19 years old when that all started. And I want to say it was a different day. And we had a Vietnam War and we had a lot of things. But now we have the pandemic. So timing may be really good since the pandemic is obviously man-made. But I guess what I'm thinking about.
Back up. The pandemic is not man-made.
Okay, it is. They burn down the forests, which destroy ecosystems, which create
it's a disease.
Okay, it's bacteria.
Okay, but I'm just trying to get away from the idea, the conspiracy, silly stuff, that it was manufactured in a lab.
No, it's not man-made that way. It's man-made we want to eat hamburger.
Just keeping us focused.
Cheap food. Yeah, okay. So you can hold your hands up to stop me, but I can get really irate about it. Anyway, so just to say, so Laurel, if you were going to tell us one thing that we could do today besides buy your bandanner at bandanner.com? What could we do? One thing today.
Okay, one thing you could do today is there's so many things you can do. I'm just trying to.
Well, as you're thinking about it, I want to say the obvious thing is don't go shopping. It's not.
Don't shop Black Friday. Don't go shopping for sure. Reuse definitely. And, to make this recording, I borrowed a microphone as opposed to buying a microphone, I think trying to put sustainability into your lifestyle, just thinking about what you need and trying not to be an excessive consumer like we are pushed to be in America. And also think about, supporting your farmers at the farmer's market, getting your food there. That way it doesn't travel as far, and also it's healthier. The sooner you get it, since it's been picked, the more nutritious it is, and the healthier your body will be, and the better you will feel, and the more energy you will have to help create the Green New Deal changes we need.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, I think. Well, hold it. We have one more thing that I wanted to ask you about, and that's that if you're thinking about how to deal with the politicians that are involved with this, what do you think would be the most effective way of trying to make them aware that you are in fact a supporter of the Green New Deal or its concepts?
And we only have a couple of seconds left.
Possibly going to their offices and getting a big call-in campaign and working with your local groups to pressure them to make big changes as is needed.
What do you mean by local groups?
Your local environmental groups. Like the Sierra Club has many... they have many, like Columbus has a group, and Greenpeace, and Green America. Green America has lots of ideas about sustainability, and also the Union of Concerned Scientists. They're putting out a lot of science as far as renewables are concerned, and as far as the burning of fossil fuels is concerned. So I think being aware and making other people aware of where we're at and the changes we could make to have a better future is important.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Laurel. I'll remind everybody you have been listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke. We want to thank our guest, Laurel Hobden, and we want to thank our Emmy Award-winning producer, Adam
Two
Rich.
Emmys. Now.
Two Emmys. Okay, they're coming like a pop.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay, and thank you for spending just a little bit of time with us. And as your grandmother hopefully told you, the secret to a happy and sustainable life is...
play nice with others, clean up your own mess, get involved, and find your passion.
All right, till next time.
Night, I know the stars are dancing in the firelight. Soon we'll be together. Now we'll be revealed. Mother Earth will sing, and her children will be healed. Come on, see the morning glory blossom in the night. Know the skies are dancing.
You can find more information on living sustainably in our unsustainable world at BlueRockStation.com.